On this episode of The Variety Show...
God, I forgot about the horny rabbit flicking herself away in the bath while eating caramel. Watched by all the other animals in the woods.
Or this...
We're not a political podcast. Mm-hmm. We are not a political podcast. Are we fighting the Russians? And, well, don't forget, though, I'm saying that because you think, what was Hot Shots?
How about some of this?
Oh, omelette. Yeah, and Pavlov, you know, you're right. Yeah. So, I watched both these episodes pretty recently, actually.
So,
yeah.
I am Chef Bandit. Huh? You want Pavlova? Go on, you can have Pavlova. No, I cover it with ketchup.
Then some of this.
False. According to the law, anyone suffering from a notifiable disease, most significantly the plague.
He doesn't say that.
And finally, this.
I worry that what they're waiting for is the next edition of hardware.
Yeah, you know,
are we going to get an Xbox Series X Series X?
Now, this is a good shout.
Welcome back to The Variety Show with me, Tom, and...
me, Rob.
Okay, let's just get into it. Rob, eBay, what's wrong?
What's wrong is just the general use of fucking eBay. I still haven't got your birthday present yet. I know what it is I want to get you now,
okay.
And I've tried twice on eBay and lost twice. And the problem with eBay, obviously, you find what you want. You've got to wait like 5 days to get through the auction. So I spent a lot of time hunting around and I found two. One had like a 5-day wait and one was like 3. So I was like, okay, well, I'm going to follow them both. I was the only follower, right, of these two. And the first one, it just went too high a price in the end. At the last minute, it just went, I was there watching it and it went way above what
sniped.
I thought. So I was like, okay, I'm like, okay, fine. I'm still following the other. Now, I was the only follower on the other one all the way up to like half an hour before it ended. I thought, I'm the only follower. I'm just going to put my highest bid on it.
Yeah.
And be like, okay, well, I'm the only one looking at this. Fucking, yeah. Lo and behold, it got sniped from me. But like when there was no other followers and only one other bid. When you look at the end, it's like, so one person's bid it. So basically, I think the person who's selling the fucking thing didn't like my price. So, and the thing is, I know that because I used to help SideQuest Mark do that.
Well,
when he used to sell stuff, he goes, can you just bid on this to 50 quid? And then we'll just pretend you brought it. And if people buy it more, then they buy it more.
Yeah. And yeah, I've done it before. My parents have a very successful bit of an eBay business going for the shop as a kind of side thing for it. I've often been, can you put in a minimum bit of this to raise it up a little bit, or can you at least follow this to show that it's got some popularity? Fine, okay, it's the way it goes, okay? People do it. I think we all accept that.
It's just on the being on the receiving end of it, you're like, fucker.
Yeah, but I've got to say, I don't feel that eBay is anywhere near what it used to be.
Yeah.
Take us back even 10 years ago. I used to love going on eBay and buying things. I used to quite like going on there and listing things. And it's so different now. It's so miserable trying to list anything.
Yeah.
It's just not a fun process anymore. And then, as you say, buying things, I find more and more, the whole sniping thing annoys me. I know people do it to get it at the best price. It just pisses me off. When you're buying something for £3 and someone snipes you with 3 seconds to go and takes it to £3.50. I know we're not talking big money there, but
still, it's annoying.
It's done on all sorts of ranges of pricing. That's what annoys me.
Yeah. It's like, I think bots are on it as well, aren't they? And like, there used to be a website for like, it was like misspelled eBay. And before eBay fixed it, that misspelled stuff kind of still gets put with the right things. Yeah, you could go and find these great deals on the misspelled eBay site.
And I think the biggest bugbear I have, and it's not even eBay's fault, is that every newspaper now runs at least 3 times a year. If you have XYZ at home from your childhood, you might be sitting on a fortune.
Yeah.
And they'll say, if you've got this original Michelangelo's turtle, doesn't matter if it's in the box or not, there's one for sale on eBay at £25,000. You're going to be minted. And so many people think, oh, wow, I'm going to have to sell mine. It's like, hang on, now, stop, slow down, have a look at the history of those products.
Yep.
None of them have ever sold at that amount of money.
Exactly.
All you're doing is CEXing the pricing here.
Yeah.
No one is going to buy your shit old toy that's got bite marks and paint rubbing off it at thousands of pounds.
Exactly. That's how you really judge the worth of it, by what they're selling. Because something is only worth what someone will pay for it. You could have something worth 10 grand, like we're saying, but if no one's willing to pay 10 grand for it, it's not worth 10 grand, is it?
Exactly. And I think just eBay have kind of played on that a little bit, rather than coming out and saying, just be aware that these items are buy it now prices. They just slowly and slightly ignore those newspaper articles because they get a huge flood of people then turning up, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not that much of a fan of eBay anymore. It's a shame because as I said, I did used to enjoy it. Mm. Right, let's go on with the main show, shall we?
Taste testing again, and this time Dairy Milk is in the firing line. Will Rob and Tom enjoy the injection of Biscoff?
We are opening with a taste test.
Ooh.
We're going to keep this nice and short. 10 minutes, please. We have Fanta, Fruity Tooty, or Tooty Fruity, I should say.
I saw that in the shop.
We have Dairy Milk and More, which seems to be Dairy Milk, Nutty Praline and Biscuit.
Okay, yep.
And we also have Dairy Milk Biscoff. And we also, and I spotted this, I'd not seen these until yesterday, Munchies Orange. And
that's interesting.
You know our
it?
Thoughts on orange chocolate, people. So I thought we have to try this. We cannot ignore something that is flavoured in this way.
Wasn't it a Munchies that we both fell in love with on that other one?
It was the Munchies Gold.
That was it, Munchies Gold.
Munchies Gold.
These guys have got history.
Have got history. Now, before we get on to the Munchies, I want to just quickly say, Dairy Milk, mm-hmm. You keep on coming out with all of these new things. You had I don't think it was called Dairy Milk Mix 'em Up. They had their kind of Willy Wonka Dairy Milk range where you had buttons and you had jelly beans and all sorts in the chocolate. I don't get it. I don't think, if I'm honest, if you gave me a choice between an original Dairy Milk chocolate bar and some of the new ones they bought out, I don't think I would choose anything but that original Dairy Milk bar.
Mm.
There is nothing that can really quite beat that traditional Dairy Milk.
Yeah.
And they just keep on adding more and more to it. Like we're seeing here, this praline and biscuit. I'm sure it's going to be delicious, but it's going to be over. I'm going to guess this now.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be sickly.
Yeah.
And the Biscoff one, it's not going to be enough biscuit and it's not going to be enough Dairy Milk. So it's going to be some weird position in the middle, which is going to make us go, it could have been so much better if it had less or more of XYZ.
Quick game for you. How many Munchies is it classing as one serving?
3.
7.
Oh, wow. That's way better than I thought it was.
How many squares of the Biscoff is one serving?
4.
6.
Oh, okay. That's better.
How many squares of the Dairy Milk and More?
1.
3.
3. I thought so.
But it's interesting because they've actually made one line as 3.
Oh, okay.
So is that on purpose?
I would say, actually, okay, and I'll be fair about this. The only thing in my mind that can be a traditional Dairy Milk bar that still exists now, because we're not going to talk about things like Dairy Milk Spira, which was top-tier chocolate that should have been brought back, is a Dairy Milk Caramel.
Oh, I do like the caramels,
The caramel is phenomenal. Just that right amount of Cadbury's chocolate with a thick, luscious pillow of caramel in it.
And like horny rabbit.
Yeah. Oh, God, I forgot about the horny rabbit. Flicking herself away in the bath while eating caramel. Watched by all the other animals in the woods.
Isn't she normally up by
a tree?
It's
like Pornhub.
Isn't she actually by a tree?
She's been up against a tree, is she?
She's up on the top of on a hill by a tree, right?
I can't remember. I'm going to have to look
I
up.
I don't remember her flicking her bean in the bathtub. Right, let's have something to eat.
Flicking
drink.
Her bean and chewing on a carrot.
I'm so sorry, everybody.
Okay, which
we've had
going
a day,
for
haven't
first?
We?
Right. We have.
Okay, well, let's get this nutty praline one out of the way.
Okay, so Dairy Milk and More. It's new, apparently, according to the label, but we all know that when something's new in a newsagent, it may have just been sat there for a year already. So he's opening it up.
I'm only passing you one. Well, I'm going to have one piece. I'm going to go pass you and you can...
I'm only going to have one piece as well. I'm not going to go over the top with all of this.
I'm going to...
Right, he's handing me the chocker.
Well, it has definitely got wafer, I can see it.
Yeah, it's got wafer. I'm not seeing a giant...
It must be in the knob.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, it's on the side.
Yeah, okay.
Lame. Nah, boring.
And that's no different to anything else that's got praline and biscuit. And in fact, I'd say you lose some of the dairy milk quality in that because you're not getting enough dairy milk chocolate to it to get that nice creamy mouthfeel and residual taste you get from a dairy milk bar.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's not horrible, it's just boring. It's a 3-point try better next time, please.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a 3-point boring, actually. I like that. It's a 3-point boring. There's nothing exciting about that. It's perfectly nice, and if I wanted to slip into a diabetic coma, I probably could eating that.
Yep.
But I wouldn't be, oh, I've got to keep eating this because this is so good. It's just, it's boring. I like that. Boring.
Let's get all the food ones out of the way and do the drink last.
Yep, go on then, because the drink, as expected by the Coca-Cola company, is zero everything.
Yeah.
So that's probably going to be zero flavour as well.
Right, so I'm opening up the Dairy Milk Biscoff. Now, I do like Biscoff.
Yeah, and Biscoff is one of these ones, isn't it? It's kind of exploded over the marketplace. We had Biscoff McFlurries. Pardon me, he's handing it over back to me. We've had, we've pretty much had Biscoff everything at this point.
Excuse me.
Right, so...
Well, you can barely see the Biscoff in there.
Yeah, but that's just where it's broken. There may be more in there.
I'm thinking about it. Not sure I can actually taste the Biscoff.
The dairy milk overpowers the Biscoff.
It's just like a normal... If you let it
sit on your tongue for a little bit and you'll taste the Biscoff. The weird thing, and the only way I can really explain it, it's gritty.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Gritty, almost like you've got sand in your mouth.
I was going to say sand.
It's, yeah. Not
that. I think that's pretty boring as well, sorry. That's a 3-point dull.
I'm not impressed. Yeah, 3-point why have I chewed on a chunk of granite?
Right, Munchies Orange, this is what we've all come for. Yeah, come on now, everyone.
Just throw me one of those. I don't care about her hands. Take my strong hand.
Here's my strong hand.
Oh, right.
Now I love munchies.
We
anyway.
All love a munchie.
My orange there.
Oh, they are cheeky.
Oh, that's quite nice. That is, oh, sore throat.
Sugar filled.
Must be a lot of sugar in this. Oh, ooh. That is tasty. Oh, yeah.
The orange, I bet you anything. Does the ingredient say orange oil or something like that as the flavouring, or is it just flavour? Is that genuinely has that nice? Ooh, I tell you what, that's a Yorkie orange.
Sorry, everyone, I'm reading, waiting for it to say natural orange flavouring.
Oh, there you go. Okay, that very very reminiscent of the Yorkie orange.
This is good.
And what's interesting is it doesn't seem to be that it's the chocolate flavoured. It's more like the caramel inside them. So
yeah,
if you haven't had a munchie, it's a cube of chocolate, has a bit of biscuit, normally a caramel.
This is implying that there's something orange inside the cream.
Yeah.
Or whatever the middle thing is.
And basically, I chomped into it and boom, you've got an explosion of orange.
It's instant. Yeah, it was instant. As soon as that was broken into, bang, orange. And that's why that's good. That is a really, it's a really nice one.
I'm going to put that as a, I'm not going to put it as a 6.
No, it's not a 6.
That is a 5-point. Sickly but dangerous.
Yeah.
As I reckon I could eat that pack, I'll feel bilious by the end of it.
5-point tantalizingly tangy.
Right. Well,
I'm happy with that. Yeah. It's a shame. I mean, it's one just, as I said, I got a sore throat instantly after eating one, so I couldn't actually eat them, but it did taste nice.
Yeah. Okay. Hold the cup.
Oh. All right.
And here are the two girls.
Yeah, where are the girls? Like what I was thinking, DJ. Lovely. Oh, it's got some fizz.
It's got fizz, but we know that's not necessarily representative
of what you're
going to get.
You're going to have a different experience because you're drinking out of the can.
Oh, wow. Okay. It really smells
like a refresher. Yeah, like one of those sweets. Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Exactly the same smell.
Yeah, so it's a Fanta limited edition, tutti frutti taste, zero sugar. It's in one of those 250ml cans. I mean, it's zero sugar, so why they couldn't just put it in a nice big can for you. All right, let's give it a taste. Oh, wow. Okay. That tastes exactly as I expect one of those fruit salads to taste, just not as sweet.
Yes.
There's no horrible, sickly sweetener aftertaste. I'm quite happy about that.
Yep.
But the flavor's nice. I love the flavor of Tutti Frutti or Juicy Fruit, Wrigley's Juicy Fruit.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, now that is top tier Juicy Fruit, Fruity Tutti, Tutti Fruit, whatever you want to call it. That, it's just lacking that little bit of sweetness. Now, if that had I know we say it, if that had some sugar in it, that would be brilliant, because that's not quite what you get with Fruit Twist, if you remember Fanta Fruit Twist.
Yeah.
That used to be one of my favourite Fantas. Then, obviously, they've sugar-freed it, and it's nowhere near as nice. That is a very different flavour to this. But if they put a bit of sugar in that, oh.
And what some spirit? Alcohol. What spirit goes with a Tutti Frutti Fanta?
Well, I think it's another Archer's.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe the arch was would change the taste too much.
Otherwise, you're just sticking with a shot of vodka in it.
Vodka or like a gin.
Well, I don't know about gin.
I mean, I don't like gin, but...
No, I don't. Again, maybe you'd look at something like a slow gin, one of those gins that are flavoured with a berry. That might work. Or even, what about a lemon vodka?
Yeah, that could work.
A citrus vodka would work well with that.
We need to write all these cocktails down.
Maybe we should have a summer cocktail special where neither of us are driving.
Get a taxi.
Preferably over. Not in the middle of a field where we're just stumbling around for the next couple of hours. Where are we, Rob? I don't know. That could be quite funny, actually.
Yeah, we're putting shots of Fanta into pint glasses of vodka.
Mummy, is that a wino? No, that's just two men drinking heavily.
Scores.
I'm going to go with a 4-point need sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit above middle, but it's not enough for me to say that would be a drink of preference.
Yeah, I am I'm a 4 as well. We've agreed on everything so far. I'm a 4-point toot my fruit. It could be better, but it certainly could be worse.
100%.
Who remembers Hot Shots? What about Hot Shots Part 2? Tom and Rob have a go at making this franchise a trilogy.
Last week, we talked about The Naked Gun.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it's reappearing, directed by Seth MacFarlane, starring Liam Neeson. And when we were recording with Shut Up and Answer the Question, so Sean and Ethan, along with the Cheap Show boys, Paul and Eli... We talked about this outside, didn't we, while Paul and Eli were busy getting things ready. And we were joking about Hot Shots Part 3.
Yeah.
First of all, if we've had Hot Shots, then we had...
Part 2.
Part 2. So this has to be Hot Shots Part Dry. So we're going with the German this time. Part 3 for German.
Yeah, I was wondering where you were going. Yeah, it would have to be something different.
Yeah, so it would have to be that. What I want us to discuss is what would the story, not necessarily who the actors would be. I've got a couple that I've thought about that I'd like in there.
Mm-hmm.
But what would the story be? What would you choose to do? So Hot Shots Part 1 obviously is a piss take of Top Gun.
Yep.
Hot Shots Part 2 doesn't know what it wants to be a piss take of, because it's Rambo, it's Terminator, it's Predator. It's RoboCop, it's Casablanca. It's, there's about 30 different films it spoofs. So I know, funny, Hot Shots Part 1 does that as well. But Hot Shots Part 1 was clearly a take on Top Gun.
It'd be John Wick.
I was going to go with the idea that, is it a space-based one? Because whenever you see something like Independence Day, or you see one of these many space films are out there, it's always the Air Force people, isn't it? It's like, I was a pilot for 20 years, and now I finally get to be in the space race.
Like Interstellar. It could be an Interstellar one.
Ooh, okay. See, I was going to go for something possibly a bit stupid, almost taking it into maybe Scary Movie territory. We're going with an Independence Day spoof.
Mm-hmm. No, actually, to be fair, that probably would work better, Independence Day. Because it's a bit more people involved, more scenarios, and you're on Earth still.
Well, this is it.
And
so it's going to keep it on Earth.
You can have silly aliens.
So, and then what do you do? Do you have it really be the aliens? Or, we're not a political podcast. We're not a political podcast. Mm. We are not a political podcast. Are we fighting the Russians? And, well, don't forget, no, I'm saying that because you think, what was Hot Shots? Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
Who was the main
war
that was going on at that point. Not so much with Hot Shots Part don't want you know part two. Hang on, I'm trying to think now. Hang on, how does part... Part one is... Oh, no, it's part two, Saddam Hussein,
isn't
it? Is
he his own general in one of them? Is he fight the general in one of them?
No, it's. I think it's part two is the is Saddam Hussein.
Oh.
I genuinely can't remember now.
Oh.
Must go back and watch them. But would we have him going up against a spoof version of Putin? Or would you have it go civil war and have him go up against some fake Trump?
I don't
with
know.
With an Elon AI.
I think that whilst that would be funny, there's too many people over in America where they would want to get all the money that I'd get too upset with it, I think.
You'd get away with it against Putin. I don't think you'd get away with it anything.
It would
else.
Have to be Putin or Kim Jong-un.
Ooh, Kim Jong-un, that's a good one. And you could have...
It's a bit like The Interview at that point.
And
but
you could have it still aliens, but basically have some comedic scene where it turns out the aliens are being bummed by Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, or the aliens are just a load of Koreans in suits to make it look like they're aliens.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. So, okay. Now, obviously, so what we're doing then, are we...
North Koreans, by
who
the way,
are we?
Sorry,
yeah. Who are we keeping in the car? So you've got to have Charlie Sheen back.
Oh, absolutely.
No matter how...
Tiger Man.
Yeah, Tiger Blood.
That's it, Tiger Blood.
No matter what... Do you just... Although, I was trying to think what you could do with him. Would you have him come back and kill him off in the first 5 minutes?
No, I would have him as the main guy.
I would have him come back and then literally just be... I'm too old to get on with this shit now. However, I've trained my son, and then the joke of the film is that is his son is just Charlie Sheen with re-dyed hair,
de-aged,
and
yeah,
a little
that'd be
bit
great.
Of de-aging.
Or it is somebody else, and then they go, "We need to get in the someone to train you, or you know, they need to find him." He's like in some like shack in the middle of the woods, and it's Charlie Sheen.
But this is why I didn't want to go down the route of making another Top Gun piss tape, because that you could basically have Top Gun 2.
I haven't seen Maverick yet, but I imagine that's probably what it is.
Right, okay. Well, without spoiling it too much, the beginning of the film, he's brought back to the Air Force, sorry, to train for a very special, impossible mission.
Yeah.
And you can guess where it goes with Tom Cruise being Tom Cruise anyway, but it just kind of feels like you don't want to kind of... You've really ripped the piss out of Top Gun in the first one. That's why I was thinking, if we went and did something like Independence Day, we're just stupid aliens.
Yeah.
And in fact, you could even have it that we're fighting the aliens, and it turns out the aliens are the good guys.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, we got it wrong. Sorry.
Yeah.
And you could just make an entire joke of that.
The joke could be when we've been sending out all these things out, like, you know, to communicate with the aliens. The aliens are actually perceiving them as us calling them wankers and stuff. Like, their understanding of it is like, this is actually you just said your mum to me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they're coming back going, what the fuck?
No, here you go. So it turns out, when it comes to like broadcasting TV, the TV signals are meant to carry on into space anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
But it turns out all the worst, shittest TV has the strongest broadcasting signal. So all the aliens have ever seen is things like Pimp My Ride, Teen Mum, all of these terrible shows.
I love you picked two MTV shows.
Well,
that basically happens in the sci-fi film.
Oh, Galaxy Quest.
Where they think all those shows are
the real thing. So obviously, Charlie Sheen we'd bring back. He'd be Topper Harley. Even if you didn't go down with like the de-aging for the sun thing, I think it would still be very funny to have Topper Harley in there and even just make him slightly what the fuck's going on and just have him full on Tiger Blood Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
So no idea what's really going on, just flying around destroying things. Valeria Galeno was his girlfriend in the film. She was the psychologist in the first one. I think they're a partner in the second one.
Right.
So obviously you bring her back and maybe, I don't know, as you say, maybe have them running some sort of business and it'd be, I'm no longer in the Air Force side of things again, because that's how the first one starts. He's off with the living in the tribe and he's given up the Air Force and they bring him back in.
Because you've got a memory. I'm barely remembering them.
Now, one of the main characters from both films is dead now, and it's Lloyd Bridges.
Yeah.
And he played Admiral Benson in, I don't know if he plays, I'm pretty sure it's the same character in the second film, but he's gone, which is a real shame because like Leslie Nielsen and all those comedic actors, it's really hard to think of who would you have replace him. And then I started thinking, well, you could go down the route of having someone, Liam Neeson.
Well, yeah.
But I think I would have Liam Neeson as a stuck-up Air Force, Space Force commander.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you should be here, but I'm being told you have to be here. In the place of the Admiral. So remember, those first two films, he's very much not on the ball, goes and drifts off into little stories. Everything's kind of weird with him. I would go Danny DeVito.
Yeah, that would be good.
And you would play on the fact that any time he goes to do a speech, he's too short for wherever he goes. Or you have...
At podiums, he can't see over the podiums.
Oh my God, that's it. That's perfect. You imagine, you've got, we are under attack. The President of America is here to have a word with you. And you've just got their press agent and he's at the podium and then the camera pans and then it comes down and then he's got his own mini podium that he walks out to.
Yeah. Or it'd just be a normal sized podium. You just see the top of his bald head. Just above the top of the podium.
Or he comes out on some sort of little cherry picker that just comes along and up to where it should be.
Yeah.
Other people I'd have in it, I'd have like Ryan Reynolds in it.
Yeah.
And then kill him in the first 5 minutes and just have him make some sort of joke like, I'm in everything.
Mm.
And then just kill him.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah, Johnny Knoxville would fit, I think. Johnny Knoxville, yeah.
I would quite like him in there because you could have some proper slapstick with that as well.
Yeah.
And you think of like the first one where I think it's John Cryer plays Washout, the one who's got the big pebble glasses. And he ends up playing the radar bloke at the end. I mean,
Hotshot,
the final endings when he's guiding Topper Harley in, and you've just got, I've lost my wing. I've lost the other one. I've lost my tail. I've got the landing gears. I'm coming into land. Thump. That's just, I'd have someone like Johnny Knoxville in that position. And then I was toying around with the ideas of having someone like Kate McKinnon.
Who's that?
She is the one that plays the weird Ghostbuster and weird Barbie in Barbie.
Oh, God, how do I fucking... I just don't remember... Yeah, I love her. I don't remember her name.
You could just absolutely imagine her being some sort of space pilot thing that is just absolutely batshit crazy.
Yeah, some of those SNL guys are the people you'd have to put in it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very SNL sort of... You could get away with having a lot of SNL people.
Who's that guy
who
writes South Park with Trey and Matt Stone? Trey Parker and Matt Stone. So not those two. There's a guy that writes for that, and he's in It. He's an actor. He's a comedian.
Okay.
He'd be quite good in it. He's in It, and what else has he been in? Of course, we're doing IMDb while we're talking.
Oh, we have to. It'd be rude not to.
So it's called It, isn't it? Yep.
See, part of me would, I'd also quite like them to, like the second and the first film, have some spoofs in there.
Yeah, yeah.
So things like they're going up in like this modern space shuttle to go and fight the aliens, and then there's snakes on a space shuttle.
Yeah.
And even you could have, you could have Samuel L. Jackson just on the space shuttle to say that one line. That's it. I've had it with these motherfucking snakes. Right. Am I done? I can do. And then just have him literally walk off set and smash out like a microphone out of the way.
Bill Hader.
I didn't know he was writing South Park.
Yeah, he did some writing.
Oh.
He did a lot of writing for SNL. He does loads of writing. But yeah, he did some writing in South Park, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe you'd have to get him on board with writing this as well.
Mm. Yeah, he'd be great. He's very funny. I think he's very funny. Very, very, very funny.
And then, of course, I think finally, would you have a Muppet in it?
Sorry.
Just the random character that's a Muppet.
Which Muppet?
Oh, no, I think just a generic Muppet character. No actual Muppet from the Muppets, just a generic Muppet-style character.
Generic Muppet, yeah.
And then you could, again, you could have their plane or their ship crash and then have Topper Harley literally crying, just holding a hand with melted kind of foam on it. My friend! It's just this hand just... Not got a puppet on
just
anymore.
A hand. a singed hand.
It's just a singed hand where it's just like, that's the Muppet controller's hand there. And yeah, he didn't survive.
Or it'd be like the skeletal frame of the Muppet, right, with the hand inside.
A couple of ping pong balls that just pop
off. Yeah, just
the
eyes on the weird kind of dolly thing they've got in there. Yeah.
Oh, right. Well, Paramount Plus or Disney, whoever owned Hot Shots, there you go. Come to us. We've got a film for you.
That'd be good.
We all love Bluey, don't we? According to Tom, not when they keep doing this.
Bluey has a problem.
Does she?
Yeah, I love Bluey. I took T to see 1 hour of Bluey at the cinema on Monday.
Yeah, someone else said to me that set
the
cinema.
It's a whole food-based hour of episodes of Bluey.
They're just normal episodes?
Just normal episodes.
Okay, so we've seen them.
We've seen them. It's just on the big screen. And T, I took K to see Minecraft the movie. Really good fun, by the way. And T was very jealous. I want cinema. Mine cinema.
Oh, bless.
So I said, look, you know what? When I get a chance, I will take you to the cinema. And it just so happened I took Kay ice skating that morning because it was bank holiday. So I said, no, I'm going to find something to do with you now. And I just saw Bluey in the cinema. Excellent. And there were some really good episodes. And there were two episodes, at least, that always leave me and Jem a little bit pissed off with Bluey. And it's a rare occasion. Now, I know you've had this occasion before because I know you've got the Bluey books.
Yeah.
And it's like, we love Mum.
Yeah.
We love Dad. But.
Yeah, there's a caveat to loving Dad.
There's always a caveat to loving Dad. Not Mum, just. We're not getting into that. Our issue with Bluey is they waste so much food.
I can't say I've noticed.
Right, two episodes, Omelette and Pavlova.
Oh, Omelette. Yeah, and Pavlova, you know, you're right.
Yeah.
So I watched both these episodes pretty recently, actually.
So
yeah.
I am Chef Bandit. Huh? You want Pavlova? And you can have Pavlova? No, I cover it with ketchup. Fuck off. You have just wasted a quarter of that Pavlova.
I'll tell you, here's one. Oh, he doesn't really waste it because he eats it. The romance episode where he eats that big pile of all that mushy food.
Yeah, and then
made.
Throws up at the end. Yeah. We watched that one recently as well. That was on the cinema screen. But no, and then Omelette. Okay, I get you're teaching your child to make something. So yeah, obviously you do have some wastage on the occasional egg.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one point. She has made a perfectly fine omelette. Why does that get put in the bin? Why not just say, didn't get it quite right. Let's make another one so your dad can have two. No, they just get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that just really, really bugs me because we don't like wasting food in this house. We're not Nazi. We're not horrible to get out. You will eat your dinner.
Mm-hmm.
But we have always been firm. Say, if you ask for it, you're expected to eat it. So if you ask for 12 dippers, let's say, then we are kind of expecting you to eat 12 dippers.
You've asked for 12.
And if you're not going to, maybe rethink it. So we do always say, are you sure you want that many? And we don't get much wastage.
Yeah.
We don't force our kids to. But this is just basically saying, yeah, kids, it's fine to waste food. It's fine. And it's just, I don't know, it rubs me up the wrong way.
It's one of those things where Bluey is teaching lessons with fun. But with that fun comes other bits where you think there's a lack of responsibility. And I think that's how they portray the dad. He's teaching the lesson, but he's not quite doing it quite right, and the mum always has to come in and be actually the person doing the real solution at the end. That's a kind of generalization of a Bluey episode,
and that's 100% true. And I mean, Pavlova is the prime example. All they're trying to do is get Bingo to eat an edamame bean.
Yeah,
that does not equate to wasting a giant plate of Pavlova by covering it in fucking ketchup.
Yeah,
it no. It's just, as I say, it just doesn't sit right with me. I know it's just a cartoon, but it's like Peppa Pig. You wouldn't allow your children just to go and run out into muddy puddles because they can.
I remember being arrested once. They called me Valentino the Great, Valentino the Swollen, Valentino the Dirty Peeping Scumbag. Let's see if Tom and Rob fare any better at judging crazy laws.
This is the first time we have done a game.
Ooh.
So I got bought this for Christmas by Jem. It's called Crazy Laws, an urban legend or reality. You be the judge.
Okay.
So.
Yes, you're looking at me when you said that, so it's me, is it? I'm the judge.
No, I think what we'll do.
Oh, we're going to do it each.
So I think. Oh. I'm not quite sure. Yeah, it looks like there's two decks of cards. We'll have a deck each, and let's just do this until we both get bored. So we're going to open up these decks. So Crazy Laws, it's just a card game, as I say. There's no instructions with it. I'm going to guess that you just take it in turns, and you get a point if you get it right and a point if you get it wrong. So we'll play it to that standard. I haven't looked at any of these, obviously, as we've just unwrapped. So what I've done is I've cut my deck in half.
Well, you have to get rid of the true-false for cards.
Oh, do you? Oh, I don't have any true-false cards.
All right.
Only you have true or false cards. I think we can do without the true or false
cards.
Yeah,
there's only two of us.
Exactly. So what we'll do, I guess, obviously, you must go round and vote what you think.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go first, Robert. Robert, you see?
Robert.
Game show. Thanks. We've got to go for a full name. In the UK, it is illegal to keep a chicken coop in front of your house. Is that true or is it false?
True.
False. According to the law, it is in fact illegal to keep a pigsty in the front of your house unless it is well hidden.
The thing is, it seemed so...
It's a plausible
thing,
isn't it?
It seemed plausible in this country.
I mean, in this country, you've got to keep your cockerel locked up, don't you, so it doesn't crow throughout the day.
Yeah, tell that to my next door neighbour.
Oh dear. Is he a bit of a cock?
I had another neighbour, actually, the one he's left now, but he had chickens, and they used to wind me up because they just let them run around, and we've got cats. And
oh dear.
Like the look of them. Well, all of his foxes, a fox got all of his chickens, and he was actually, I didn't like him, and he was a bit cut up about it. And I think I made some comment to him saying, yeah, I wondered why my cat came in covered in feathers.
Oh.
Something like that. So I didn't like him. He's a knob.
False.
You true, that was. You can be fined if you drive with one hand out of your vehicle in Spain.
True.
Correct.
Ooh, does it give you anything more? Or does it just say it's true?
It just gives me a link to the driving laws of Spain. It's an HTML link.
So they couldn't have gone to the webpage and just got a little capture for you.
Everyone, if you'd like to go to https://www.expatica.com/es/living/transportation/driving-laws-596547/. Now, I'll say that again just in case you missed it.
No. They can rewind if they want to hear it again.
HTTPS. Okay, right.
Okay. That is 1-0 to me. Yeah. In Finland, it is not allowed to put up... Hang on. In Finland, it is not allowed to put up wedding road signs without permission granted by Centres for Economic Development, Transport and the Environment.
Yeah, true. That sounds so convoluted and annoying. It's true.
What did the Finnish ever do to you? Oh, yeah, it must be.
No, I'm not saying it for them specifically. It just seems
it's
like
so
something.
So bureaucratic.
Yeah.
False.
Ah.
Nowadays, so it must have used to have been. Nowadays, you can put up wedding road signs freely, but until 2016, you indeed need to have an official permission.
Oh, well, I feel a bit
Who
hard done by
Who has written these?
I feel hard done by that
Who
one.
Who has? You indeed need to have an official permission. That does not roll off your tongue.
You indeed needed. You indeed needed.
It is not allowed to put up wedding road signs. That does not make sense. This has been translated.
In the UK, it is illegal to impersonate a beef eater.
Ooh, now right. I know it's illegal to impersonate a police officer.
Is it illegal to do a beef eater?
Well, I'm going to go with...
I see you every other night.
I'm going to be the Beef Eater restaurant down in Radlett. And I can't think of the name of it, so that kills that one. I'm going to say no,
that
false.
That is a beef eater. False. Correct.
False. Ooh. And I guess it's another web link.
No, but hello to anybody that had any semblance of getting the joke I was saying. False. However, impersonating pensioners of Royal Hospital Chelsea is illegal. An act ratified in 1826 was supposed to prevent what?
It's
and Let me try and read that again. Sorry. An act ratified in 1826 was supposed to prevent, is what you should say, fraudulent claims to pensions. Oh, how fucking boring is that? Christ.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's
dull.
I reckon these have been translated by
AI.
Well, I'm wondering if they were like something like German or French and they've been translated to English. Because in those languages, you don't have as many the connecting words, do you? Anyway. In the UK, it is illegal to ride the bus if you have a cold. Bearing in mind, it's 2-0 to me at the moment. So in the UK, it is illegal to ride the bus if you have a cold.
No, it's not.
Yeah, correct. It's got to be. That's so false. According to the law, anyone suffering from a notifiable disease, most significantly the plague.
It doesn't say that. It doesn't say the plague.
It says the plague.
Fuck off.
Would not be allowed to onto the bus by the driver and would have to inform a taxi driver beforehand if they wanted to ride, according to the Public Health Control of Disease Act 1984.
I'm agape over here. Like, imagine going to a...
Two girls, one cup, Rob's agape, welcome to porn.
Beef eater. Like, imagine getting into a taxi and saying, do you mind if I come in? I'm not allowed on the bus. I've got the plague. Yeah, let me just close the barriers.
That common notifiable disease that people can still get. Yeah, I think I've got the plague. I phoned 111 and they said they'll give me a call back at a later time.
Yes, sir. I just can't go on the bus. Oh, hang on. I've just dropped my finger. Sorry, that's leprosy for you. let me just get that up and find you. Can I
hang
come
on,
in?
Hang on. You can keep the tip. Oh dear. Right, that's 2-1 to me.
Oh, this has got a really good quick guess, this one. In Alberta, Canada, it is illegal to set fire to the leg of a wood-legged man.
Oh, well, that's got to be true.
A man with a wooden leg, I guess it means it's true. Now,
it's got to be true because that's committing arson against anyone.
Now, does it mean a person with a wooden leg or a statue that's leg is wooden? It does not specify. Now, I
but
can tell
either way,
you,
it is arson.
Can tell you where they got this information from.
Oh, go on.
HTTPS. /www.facebook.com/MacKayRealPropertyLaw/posts/Al... No, I'm still going. Alberta-provincial-law-fun-fact-it-is-illegal-2-fire-2-the-wooden-leg-of-a... /... 473-227-496-06-5741/...
You're a cunt.
Why doesn't it finish it on the thing, though? It says Alberta Province Law, fun fact, it is legal to set fire to a wooden leg of A.
I honestly...
I really want someone to actually now go to those websites, please.
Right, seeing we know
link to me on Blue Sky.
Seeing we know you've got an issue with the Finns. Playing music in a taxi in Finland is considered a public performance. If a taxi driver plays any music in their car for a paying customer, they must pay about €10 a month to the Composers Copyright Society.
Now, okay, so there are similar rules about radio in the UK where establishments can't play the radio if the public can hear it and they have to pay a license to do so. And there is an argument that a mechanics workshop...
Is a public place
where people can hear you and your business, yeah, and you should be paying. They don't, clearly. I don't think anyone probably fucking does. But supposedly you're supposed to. So I can completely believe that that is true.
And you're right. That brings it to 3-2 on the scores.
Hooray. How many are we doing?
Oh, let's just keep going until we get bored.
Okay.
Or we get to 15 minutes is what I set the limit as.
Shaking hands across a doorway threshold is illegal in Russia.
True.
False.
Oh,
you can
bollocks.
Still avoid it to be polite because it is considered to bring bad luck. Now, would you like to know?
No. I now see where you're getting these from. No, stop it.
Okay, it's your turn.
Many Brazilian states have a law that forbids motorcycle helmet use in public or private premises.
Again, I can believe it. Now, let me tell you why I can believe it.
www.google.co.uk. No, mobs. Is my helmet legal?
Mobs, gangsters wearing helmets to hide their identity.
Yep.
Brazil. I'm not trying to be horrible to Brazil.
So
but
now
there
we
is,
know it's the Brazilians and the Finnish that Rob has an issue
there,
with.
There is a historical kind of, you know.
Yeah, okay, it's true. Three
thank you,
all.
Right. Driving while wearing a Father Christmas costume is illegal in Spain. Why are all mine about Spain?
All mine's about the Finns, mate. False.
False. It isn't. Driving while wearing flip-flops can lead to a fine of €200, though.
Oh, very nice.
Would you like to know?
A library card.
You're getting in before
yes,
I can tell
you. Yes, I know I am. A library card is accepted as a legal ID for foreigners in Russia.
A what card, sorry?
A library card is accepted as a legal ID for foreigners in Russia.
Can't be.
False. It certainly isn't. You need to carry your passport and your visa with you. And that came from http://notably.com/culture/dos-and-don'ts-russia-tb. Go on. We'll have one more card
each. Okay, this is stupid.
So that brings us to, I think, four all.
Okay. According to the Chinese law, one should not visit their parents too often.
So, say that again.
According to the Chinese law, one should not visit their parents too often.
False, because it's...
Clearly false, yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah.
The law actually states that children should not visit their parents often. No, sorry, say it again. The law actually states that children should visit their parents often and attend to their spiritual needs. So the law says they have to visit their parents and attend their spiritual needs.
Ah, okay.
I like how the onus is on the kids to pay attention to their parents and not actually their parents give a shit about their children. Sorry, everybody. Childhood trauma.
No, that's
childhood trauma coming out.
Generational trauma. In the UK, the final card then, it is illegal to leave your hat unattended.
In where?
In the UK, it is illegal to leave your hat unattended.
I don't think that's true.
Well, it's the UK. You'd hope we would know our own law system.
Yeah.
It is false. It is absolutely legal to leave your hat unattended, but it's illegal to leave furniture and goods unattended on a footway.
Or bags unattended in an airport.
Yeah, but that's not illegal. That's just common fucking sense, isn't it? I mean, this isn't a bad game. I mean,
the game's great.
I think it's been translated badly, hence the reason it's either that it's been written badly. hang on. I randomly chose one. It is illegal to sell a stove to anyone within Vancouver city limits on a Sunday.
True.
False. It was, however, illegal to sell stove on Wednesdays from 1947 to 1986.
Here's a good one. This is the last one I'll do. In Arkansas, USA, a pinball machine can't give away more than 25 free games to a player who keeps winning.
Okay.
Is it true or false?
Say it again for me, sorry.
In Arkansas, a pinball machine can't give away more than 25 free games to a player who keeps winning.
True,
yeah.
I've heard that one before. It's something to do with the fact that it becomes above a certain value.
Oh, and then
the number of free games is multiplied by the number of quarters or whatever it is. It's like those slot machines you get in the UK. If you can't win above £5 on them, anyone under the age of 18 can use them.
Yeah.
As soon as it's above a £5 jackpot, you can't.
I suppose because a game has a value and there'll be a cap on the value that you can win. So, yeah, I kind of actually get that.
Yeah, no, I like that.
That'd be $5, right? 25 goes, quarter a go.
Yeah, I'm guessing, that must be what it works out as then. Yeah, there's some weird ones. There's this one saying green garage doors are illegal in Kanata, Ontario.
I think the message wrong there, everyone. Sorry.
Who knows?
It is, I think. Anyway.
Yeah. Shh. All right. Next section.
Grand Theft Auto 6. Is it really coming out? Rob and Tom have some ideas about this very subject.
Okay. Final thing before we get to the outro. It's been a very packed episode, actually. Grand Theft Auto 6 has been delayed until May 2026.
Yeah, May the 26th or 28th, something like that.
Yeah, well, May 2026. I don't know the actual date within May, but yes, it is all I know is it's May in 2026.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on the whole thing?
Let it cook. I mean, I'm not in no rush to have it. It's been 10 years.
Try again.
It's been longer than 10 years.
Right. I've got these all here. Grand Theft Auto 1, 1997.
Yeah. This one came out a
Grand
year
Theft
later.
Grand Theft Auto 2, 1999.
I thought it came out a year later.
No, 99, apparently. I was looking at the list there. Grand Theft Auto 3, 2001.
Remember it well.
Vice City, 2002.
Oh, there you go. That's the year difference.
San Andreas, 2004.
Mm-hmm.
4, 2008. 5, 2013.
Yeah.
17 years ago.
The thing is, though, they're making it to the quality, by the look of it, that they did Red Dead Redemption 2, which you've just started playing.
I have started playing, and I must admit I'm already pissed off with the snow levels. I just want the snow to fuck off now.
Yeah, it's only the intro. But
You say that, but most people are saying it's about 3 to 4 hours of playtime for the snow.
Yeah, it's just the intro.
Yeah, I know it
this is. This is a big game you're embarking on, dude. It's going to take you... Yeah, I'd be surprised if you get this as a number on your how many games you've finished this year.
Oh, yeah, no,
year,
it's not happening. It's not
but
happening.
The attention to detail in that game, Red Dead, is more than any game you'll have ever played. Everything is just right. Even just like when you're searching a drawer, he goes down, grabs a handle, pulls it out. He's shuffling items around in the drawers, picking the thing out. And it's all done in a methodical pace that would really happen. It's not just inventory. You know, everything is like that in the game. When you go to a gun store, you're opening a book, a catalogue that's on the desk, turning the pages, looking for the gun. You need your gun cleaned. It's not just an inventory thing. You've got to actually get your gun out at a gun place, buy the gun oil, clean the gun. Every single bit of it is there for a reason.
I would argue Red Dead Redemption 1 came out in 2010, and it felt a very accomplished full game.
I loved Red Dead Redemption.
8 years later, we got Red Dead Redemption 2.
Mm-hmm.
And the quality of that work was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I'm asking, why have we waited 18 years?
Money.
I honestly, unfortunately, think that is the case.
They
I think it came out
that online.
And because of GTA Online especially, they have just kept on absolutely milking it. And then every console's had its own remastering or version of
absolutely.
It. Which you already know our feelings on doing that. It's not right. Companies do it. We can't get away from that. I don't like that, but I'm guessing many people do, and they go out and buy it, and what can I say? I can't say anything against that. I just think it's a very big gap. I've watched the trailer. It looks fantastic. It looks amazing. It looks like I'm going to have exactly the same issue I've had with every GTA since San Andreas.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, I don't truly enjoy it anymore. I love GTA 1 and 2. We've talked about this before. Go on to channel84.co.uk and there's my memories of Grand Theft Auto. They were an easy to jump into, fun game.
Yep.
Everything up to Vice City, I consider the same. Then you got to Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. And not only were you thinking about the missions doing, you were thinking about, have I eaten? Have I done my exercise? And now we're starting to think more about the character's actual situation and their story. Then we got GTA 4, which nobody wants to go fucking bowling with their cousin. No one wants to go and see their girlfriend. Everyone runs those fuckers over and then are disappointed when the phone goes off an hour late saying, come and meet your cousin at the bowling alley.
Yeah.
It's too much. I
never finished that game.
No, I didn't. I've never finished GTA 5. Got
no,
nowhere
never finished
near
GTA
it.
5 either.
Both of them, I look at it, I think this is brilliant. GTA 5 in particular, I then jump onto online and I'll do some online missions and that's it. I have no wish to get really deep into the story of each of the characters, especially in GTA 5, where 1 minute you're playing one character, then you're taking on a whole different fucking storyline from another character. Again, masterpiece of creation, masterpiece of writing, brilliant direction in the game. It's just too much for me to be an enjoyable game. And this just looks like it's more of the same. It's going to be more. We've gone back to Vice City. Why we've already had Vice City? Go somewhere new, create something new like Far Cry did or something else. And it just feels like, yeah, we're just going to end up pinging between characters, doing different storylines as those characters, and then all meeting in the middle for the mass exodus story of whatever it's going to be. And at this point, I just worry that we're looking at more about how it's going to look.
I would love them to go to do London again.
Oh, God, a London Grand Theft... Now you've piqued my interest. Now I'm like, oh, actually, I could play that. I'm playing Watchdog Legion at the moment, set in a slightly futuristic London. I love that. Okay, there's little bits of it, like Embankment has been shortened a little bit. I can pinpoint lots of places in London that I have walked or driven around and gone, I know exactly where I am in that. Same with The Getaway. Phenomenal.
Oh, The Getaway.
Why they can't go back to London, I don't know. But it just, to me, I think this delay, and I'll be, okay, I'm almost certain I'm going to be wrong, but I'm going to put it out there. I think not just delayed because they wanted to make sure it's really good and it's not going to be another cyberpunk situation. I wonder if between now and May, we're getting a next generation update on consoles.
Yeah, that's a...
Because looking at how that trailer looked and knowing that the PC version of GTA 6 is never, ever going to be released in May 2026, for looking at how they did it with GTA 5 and how long they made PC players wait, I worry that what they're waiting for is the next edition of hardware.
Yeah, you know,
are we going to get an Xbox Series X, Series X?
Now, this is a good shout because I don't remember it saying at the bottom gameplay captured on and then the console. They didn't put that. So it's either none of that was gameplay, but also they didn't say that it was or wasn't game. A lot of the times as well, they go not actual gameplay footage or something. And there was none of that that I remember seeing in that trailer.
And
see it twice.
Don't forget, the Xbox, original Xbox we're talking here, suffered, not because it was, I know it suffered because people were like, Microsoft making a games console, not going to happen. It suffered because what console company had the rights to GTA 3?
Yeah.
Sony, PlayStation. Is this going to be one of these companies has got it as a... exclusive for X number of months.
It did get it eventually, GTA.
Oh, no, it did, and it got it as the trilogy pack.
And I preferred it on the Xbox.
I did. It ran better.
It ran better, yeah. I think you've gone to something. I think that's a really good shout. It's just interesting that Xbox just put all the prices of everything up by 100 quid.
Well, that's partly to do with the tariffs, consoles. Though. That's partly to do with the tariffs and the fact they're made in America and wherever, so they are then being tariffed the fuck out of them. What I was thinking was along the lines of, we had the Xbox One, then you had the Xbox One S, wasn't it, I think? And then you had the Xbox One Series X.
That's what we're on now, Series X.
Oh, is it? No, but...
The Xbox 360.
The Xbox One.
Xbox One.
Got three iterations before we got to the Xbox Series X and the Series S. Was it the One X?
No, it's just called the One.
No, there was...
It might have been the upgraded version of it.
There was an upgraded...
Might have been. It was the One X.
And I'm wondering if... I know we've had the PS5 Pro. We've got the Series X versus the Series S. I'm wondering, are we due something like a Series X Pro? And is there going to be... some sort of exclusive we aren't aware
of.
Well,
I think the next set of consoles, they're not going to have disc drives.
Well, no, it's going to have
They've been trying to push that for the last two generations. I think they're just going to go for it and be like, oh, fuck it, if you want our console, no disc drive, tough shit.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, there you go. It was the Xbox One, Xbox One X, and the Xbox One S. So the One S was the digital version of the Xbox One. The One X was the... upgraded Xbox One, and then you had the Xbox One.
Yeah, I had I had the original Xbox One, and then I think I traded it for a 1X.
Yeah, there you go. So the original and S had a 1.75 gigahertz, 8-core AMD, blah, blah, blah. The X had a 2.3.
Mm.
So it was a notable upgrade, CPU-wise.
Yeah.
And same on RAM and storage and all of that. That's my thoughts on it. I think it's not to do with it being a cyberpunk. I think it's to do with we're fucked with hardware. If we release it on current gen as it is, as much as they did amazingly with GTA 5 on the 360, and that was an impressive feat.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think they want to do that again. I think they want to release this on something that's going to be able to cope with it.
Just be able to smash it, yeah.
And let's face it, that's not the Switch 2.
Let's say goodbye to Tom and Rob until next episode. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much for listening to another episode of the Variety Show podcast. That is it for another 2 weeks until we're back again with episode 58. I've already got the planning on that one going ahead. Expect Do You Remember? Just giving you a heads up there. Heads up, so you've got 2 weeks now.
Okay.
If you'd like to find out more about us or just the studio, go to channel84.co.uk. You can email Rob at rob@channel84.co.uk. You can email me at tj@channel84.co.uk. Or you can email both of us at podcasts, that's podcasts plural, at channel84.co.uk. You can find out all of our social media links at channel84.co.uk/The Variety Show. That will give you all our links and more, including TikTok, Instagram, X, Blue Sky, Facebook, Threads. You name it, we're probably on it. Otherwise, Rob, thank you very much for another enjoyable episode.
Thank you.
And I will see you next week for the Untitled Sci-Fi Show. What are we expecting in that one?
Existence.
Existence.
Yeah, and potentially more than one winner. Stay tuned to find
out. We are part of the Studio Channel 84 network, which also includes the Untitled Sci-Fi Show, Lightly Used, and Who Takes the Socks Off. Find out more again at channel84.co.uk. Take it easy. Love you. Bye-bye.
Love ya. Bye.
This was a Studio Channel 84 network show. To find more, head over to channel84.co.uk now.